This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
79035. That's 800-667-9035.
Auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. It is my absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're joining us online via GCNlive.com, welcome. We are scheduled to be joined by one of our regular contributors. Matter of fact, he was with us last week at this time on the broadcast, Paul Eisenstein, noted automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're having a little bit of trouble finding Paul. He may be out test driving a vehicle and lost track of time, but we'll give him a few minutes, and then if he does not come up to the microphone, we've got potentially another guest standing by. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a representative from Prestone. As the winter is here and in full bloom, we've got some winter car care tips from the folks at the very familiar Prestone brand. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Don Jones, one of our regular contributors, CEO and founder of theoldcarguys.com, and we're going to find out what Don's been up to lately. And Don always does a great job of putting together some interesting little tidbits, and I have a feeling today he's got an interesting one that he's going to throw at us. Telephone wise, here's where you can get us, toll free, so feel free, 855-660-4261. I also want all of you folks to realize that anytime throughout the week, 24 hours a day, you can reach out to me personally at bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com. And don't hesitate if we're playing trivia, if we got a contest going on and you're not listening to us when we happen to be live, or if you're listening to us on gcnlive.com in archive or podcast form, it doesn't matter. You can play, even if it's something has aired already live, because I honor all the folks who participate if they're listening on anything else but a live feed. It's kind of symptomatic of 2017. So many people are doing so many things that we have folks listening to us live and in person like yourself, and other folks will hear it a little later on a radio station, or even a week away on a radio station, and of course all the people listening to our digital archives. Why don't we throw out a trivia question just to kind of get things rolling in the right direction? And I've got a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's that very, very cool online automotive and motorcycle gift shop. He's got everything from clothing to furniture to shirts and cooking items. You name it, Warren has got it. So we'll make it a relatively easy question here, and we'll make the question about a vehicle that was sold in the 1970s. Let's go back to the decade of the 70s and give you this question. Can you tell me the maker of a vehicle known as the TR6? Who made the TR6? It's now a very highly sought after collectible vehicle. This brand is no longer sold here in North America. It was sold for quite a few decades, and some people are avid collectors of these vehicles. I won't give you some of the other names of some of their models, but how about the TR6? It was known for some unusual tire treatments in many of the TR6s sold here in North America actually had red wall tires, not white wall tires, not black wall tires, but there was a red sidewall stripe on the tires. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. More news continues to dribble out about muscle cars, and you guys on the other side of the radio know how much I love these modern-day muscle cars. Ford has announced that a refreshed Mustang will be shown to the world officially at the New York International Auto Show coming up in a few months in the spring, but they've already showed it off to certain journalists, so there's an awful lot of information out about it already. Let me tell you about some of the things in the 2018 Mustang, and it just seems like yesterday we saw this all-new Mustang debut, but no more six-cylinder engine Mustangs. You're going to have either the 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine or the V8-powered Ford GT, so no more six-cylinder. We're also, of course, hearing rumors that there will be another Shelby added to the existing Shelby GT350 and GT350R, and that will be in the form of a GT500. When we will see the GT500 is up to much debate. It won't be in New York this spring. It'll probably be further down the line, but people are speculating on what engine it will use. The Shelby GT350 uses a 5.2-liter engine. It's called the Vulcan internally. Some folks have said they'll come out with a supercharged version of it. Other folks have said that's really not Ford's direction these days. They're turbocharging everything with their EcoBoost technology. So I've heard just as many people say that that engine will have twin turbochargers, and it will have to compete with the Hellcats and the upcoming Demon from Dodge and FCA. It'll also have to compete with the mighty tasty ZL1 from Chevrolet, which uses the same power plant that you can get in the Cadillac CTS-V and the Corvette Z06, and that's that wonderful LT4, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, available with either a manual transmission or, in the case of the ZL1, a 10-speed automatic transmission. That was developed jointly with Ford, and so I expect the next generation of the GT500 to offer both a manual gearbox as well as a 10-speed automatic. I wouldn't be surprised if the Shelby GT350 also gets paddle shifters and a version of this engine, the GT500, a paddle shifter, the 10-speed automatic transmission. I would not be surprised at all. For those lucky few who are going to take delivery of the initial round of Ford GT supercars, the ordering package has been sent out, and it's quite something. That's all I can say. A friend of mine who is an automotive journalist, but actually she and her husband own a couple of other automotive aftermarket companies, and she does an awful lot of work as a spokesperson as well as being a journalist, so they're quite well off. I never knew that until a couple of years ago when I found out they had about 40 cars between the two of them, but they're getting one of these vehicles, and it's a really cool bespoke type package. You can pick the paint, you can pick the wheel, the color of the wheel, you can pick the interior, the Alcantara and the leather, you can pick specific colors, and you can even go completely bespoke. That's the word that they use in Europe for customized Bentleys and Rolls Royces, and you could say the Alpina versions of BMWs are also bespoke vehicles. Ferrari and Lamborghini, if money is no object, they will build you a car with special colors matched to whatever color you bring them, but this is is something new for Ford, but we have to remember this new Ford GT500, the one that was sold 10 years or so ago, was pricey enough. That was about $130,000 to $150,000. Now they're worth $300,000. This new 2017 Ford GT is going to be in the $400,000 range. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop, and the trivia question once again out there for the taking. So give us a call, 855-660-4261.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, and we can't find Paul Eisenstein. So there you go. That's live radio. You never know what's going to happen. And Paul, I was looking forward to talking to him about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. He was with us last week, but I hadn't visited with him for quite some time. And with the North American International Auto Show press days, and of course, the election of Donald Trump, wanted to get his opinion, and we definitely got it last week, and I wanted to continue with him this week, but looks like we'll have to reschedule him for another time. But that's good news, because that means I get the opportunity to spend time with you folks, and there's nothing I'd rather do than play trivia and have fun here on the broadcast. So we'll throw out this trivia question one more time. If you get the answer to this trivia question, we're going to give you a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And what a great story that is. A gentleman, Warren Tracy, doodled a logo before he had a business, so he now teaches a lot of entrepreneurial courses at the college level, and I'm sure he would not recommend that to his students. You know, get your logo first and then figure out what you're going to do later. But we'll throw out a bunch of different trivia questions. Oh, looks like we have a winner already coming in with the first question, so let me throw out a brand new second question. Are you ready for this one? All right, here we go. Let's throw out a particular vehicle known as the Starfire. Who made the Starfire? That's the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Give you a hint, this particular car company is no more. And we want to congratulate, let's see, Steve listening in Massachusetts on the WCCM in Salem, Massachusetts, for coming up with the answer to our first car question of the hour. But let's concentrate on this next one. So you guys just dial us up at 855-660-4261. Andy is at the helm. He'll take your calls at Master Control, and then we'll get you on the radio. Well, as we continue to talk about the muscle cars and some of the changes coming up very shortly for the Mustang, the 2018 Mustang will be unveiled at the New York International Auto Show, but it's already all over the Internet. And nowadays, the car companies used to hold out information until one of these North American International shows, and then they would pull the curtain back, and it would be a big surprise. In today's modern 24/7 world, with everybody having a need for news, whether a website or a traditional printed publication or a radio or television show, everybody's hungry for news, and the car companies are always trying to outdo each other, and they're trying to always get the spotlight. So Ford has got the spotlight here. They've got the attention of a lot of different people. You can actually see a leaked video from the Ford Motor Company of this Mustang for 2018. It's a midlife update. I mentioned the cut and paring down of engines. We can expect more power from the Ford GT, the 5-liter engine, which now puts out at the 440 or so horsepower range. We can expect some more power from that. We can also expect that 10-speed automatic transmission that I was talking about with the Shelby GT500, which is promised in the not-too-distant future to find its way into the Mustang GT as well. The vehicle gets a revised front fascia. The headlights are actually smaller. It's got a bigger grille. I think it looks really cool. They've also put a bigger spoiler on the back, some revised taillights, and for the V8 5-liter, you've got a quad exhaust coming out the back. Interior-wise, they're going to offer a all-digital dashboard, a dashboard that reminds me of the Ford GT supercar. This is a configured configurable digital dash that allows you to have whatever gauges you want up, or if you're driving in performance mode or sports mode, it will default to a series of gauges, which includes timers and lots of other cool goodies. I understand it's about 12 inches in size, this gauge cluster, and again, the leaked pictures that I have seen, nothing but thumbs up. The Mustang is doing well. It's a crowded marketplace, with the Camaro being all new last year, and with Camaro introducing their present top-of-the-line model, the ZL1. Boy, I would really love to get the opportunity to drive that one. We'll have Al Oppenheiser, who happens to be the chief engineer for the Camaro, a guy that goes back a long time with me. I used to meet Al on the road when I was with Motor Trend, and I was covering sister publication Hot Rod magazine. Power Tour, General Motors Performance Division, was always one of the sponsors, and that's where they showed off the then concept Camaro for a couple of years. Because remember when they came out with that concept Camaro? For, you know, it hung around for about 2 years before they actually put it into production. And Al did such a wonderful job with that vehicle. He had been a guy that had the assignment of building one-off vehicles like that and building special vehicles for the Specialty Equipment Market Association show in Las Vegas, that they gave him the honor of being the chief engineer of this reworked return of the Camaro, and he's done it once again here with this second generation. The changes are a little more subtle, but it won the Motor Trend Car of the Year just a year ago. Again, I have not been behind the wheel of it, and really would love to get behind the wheel of that ZL1. If you look at some of the umpteen different folks doing social media-esque blog-type video bits on the internet, there's actually a drag race up. Somebody did it between a ZL1 and a Dodge Hellcat. The ZL1 had the manual transmission, as there is a delayed availability of the 10-speed automatic transmission. The Hellcat had the 8-speed automatic transmission, the ZF gearbox, and in a drag race, a Hellcat packing 707 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, the ZL1 being a lighter car, a more modern car, certainly in the handling department, there's no comparison. The ZL1, I would imagine, would run rings around the Hellcat with its magnetic ride control and much more advanced chassis. But in the straight line, the Hellcat with the 8-speed automatic transmission totally blew away the ZL1. If the ZL1 had the 10-speed automatic, I would expect a much more closer race, and might expect that the ZL1 might eke out a win. The buzz continues as FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, again in this new world of media, right after the press days of the Detroit Auto Show, they fired out an email announcing this new Dodge Demon. When we come back, I'll tell you folks about the Demon, and also we'll take our calls about the trivia question at 855-660-4261. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Meeting him once in Los Angeles, and he's also is a recording artist, and that's just one of many new songs that we're going to be adding to the mix here. I have a collection of probably over 1,000 songs that are related to cars, and some of them are car songs completely like that, and some of them just have references to cars. Some of them have lyrics or references to highways and roads, and we're going to integrate more and more of those into the program in the not-too-distant future. So I'm looking forward to that. We got the trivia question out there, and the trivia question is a little bit tricky, and the question is about a vehicle known as the Starfire. And we would like you to log in and give us a call at 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, by all means, you can most certainly shoot me an email at bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to our first caller in this hour of the program. Let's go to, I believe it's Jim in Oklahoma. Jim, thank you very much for calling into the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So let me ask you the question here about the Starfire. Who made the Starfire?
I was thinking it was Studebaker.
Well, I'm doing a little bit of research because I was going for another brand, but I know that Studebaker made a car called the Starlight. And I'll tell you what, as I continue to do my research here, I see some contradictory things. So we're going to give it to you. That's why we came in with that bumper, the Studebaker song. Congratulations. We're going to send you out a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Could be the magnetic finger, which is a really cool thing from Warren and his inventor who put that together. Could be something else. It all depends on what mood we catch Warren in. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. If you could own any classic vehicle, what classic vehicle would you own if someone is buying this for you, if you won the lottery? And what new vehicle would you own if price was no object and you were either a lucky lottery winner or someone was very, very generous and bought it for you?
Yeah, well, the classic. I like the 1970 Pontiac Le Mans. As far as the new ones go, I really don't much care for them. I got, you know, a couple new cars, but I like my old classics better.
Very good. Well, there are a lot of people like yourself who do prefer the older cars over the newer cars. They're certainly a lot easier to work on and fix. So nowadays we live in the computer age and you really don't fix them. You just swap out parts. That's pretty much what the technicians do. But whereabouts in Oklahoma are you joining us from?
I'm over around Tonkawa on my way to Tulsa.
Oh, fantastic. Well, don't be a stranger. Call us again. Hang on for Andy, and he's going to get all of your information, and we're going to get you out that prize. And, again, keep listening every week to Auto World.
Oh, I will. I enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. Well, there's one winner, and let's why don't we throw out another trivia question here, and we'll since I am into the car songs, I don't want to give away something too obvious, so maybe we'll stay away from that, and we'll make it another name of the brand type of vehicle, the Corrado. Who made the Corrado? This is a vehicle from the 1980s. And I have a couple of friends that just are crazy about this car. One of our journalist contributors, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, he just loves that vehicle, and he said if he found a good one and he had the money, he would buy a Corrado. My former producer, Rob Brown, a great young man, with a lot of radio talent, unfortunately, that he's wasting in another realm, but the radio business is a very difficult one, so I can understand his decision to step away, but he always admired the Corrado, too. for me, it doesn't do anything for me. How about you? Telephone-wise, give us a call at 855-660-4261. So the Dodge Demon, the folks at FCA, right after the Detroit Auto Show, leaked a press release that they were coming out with a car, a new flagship model, surpassing performance of the Hellcat. Now, the Hellcat is already an incredibly fast vehicle. It's the most powerful muscle car that you can purchase. It's one of the most powerful cars in the world, certainly the cheapest most powerful car in the world. 707 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, 6-speed manual, 8-speed ZF automatic, and the automatic is without question quicker. But there are a few things wrong with the Hellcat. Number one, it produces so much power that it's hard to get all that power to the ground. So there are rumors circulating around that this Dodge Demon unveiled at the upcoming New York International Show will indeed have all-wheel drive, which would totally make a whole lot of sense. It would be a big investment on the part of FCA. I know they're doing a new Challenger called the GT with the 3.6-liter Pentastar engine, but that's a different ball game. I know that they intend to do a Jeep Grand Cherokee version with the Hellcat, so if that Hellcat engine mates up with an all-wheel drive platform like you'd see in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, it seems to me it could be adaptable for the Hellcat. One thing is for certain, it is also going to have an outrageous hood scoop on it. I've seen some pictures, as a matter of fact, the upcoming Fast and Furious 8 movie starring Vin Diesel just yesterday or the day before leaked a video which had two of these demons in the background. I'm sure the folks at FCA weren't too happy about that, but it's evidently used in the film, and you can see the outrageous hood that's on this vehicle. It also is wearing mammoth front wheels and tires, and mammoth rear wheels and tires, because that's been the other problem with the Hellcat. Besides the traction, there are already big wheels and tires on the Hellcat, but this brings it to a whole new realm, and especially if this vehicle is going to be the king of the drag strip, if they put really drag kind of friendly rubber on the vehicle and combine it with all-wheel drive, I mean, that thing is going to rocket down the quarter-mile strip. It is a great time to be in the realm of buying a muscle car, whether it's a 2018 Mustang, whether it's a Challenger, or whether it's a Camaro. You're in good shape. We'll take a pit stop, and then we'll throw out another trivia question quickly after we come back from this break. So don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long, and we're playing trivia on the show. And I gave that gentleman that answer because I've got some conflicting evidence here that there may have indeed been a Studebaker Starfire. There was a Studebaker Starlight, but Oldsmobile was the other brand that had the Starfire name. But going back into the 1980s, who made the Corrado? This is a car from Germany. Who made the Corrado? It was a follow-up to a very successful 1970s vehicle from the same brand, but used a different approach. It had a tiny engine with a tiny supercharger on it, but again, we're talking the 1980s. We weren't talking the kind of power that we have today for 2016 and 15. Yeah, I got an email from Mark Richards, and Mark, I appreciate that. We're gonna definitely get you a prize. Mark is out of Georgia, because that's what I was thinking. And when the gentleman said Studebaker, I started looking around at Studebaker history, and they may have had a concept vehicle called the Starfire. They never had a production vehicle called the Starfire. It was called the Starlight. So Mark Richards in Roswell, Georgia, congratulations. You have also won a prize here on the broadcast. Now, let's see if we can get this one solved, because it's not hard at all. I'll give you another hint. This is not from a domestic automotive manufacturer, traditional domestic. It's hard to define these days what's a domestic vehicle and what's a non-domestic vehicle, because so many of the Japanese and the Koreans and the Germans have plants here in the U.S. Do you consider that an American car? Do you consider it because it's a Japanese-owned company? Do you consider it a Japanese car? There's a lot of muddy waters out there. So this is from a non-traditional American maker. So it's not a Ford. It's none of the brands within Ford, none of the brands within General Motors, and none of the brands within Dodge, Chrysler, and Plymouth, as that was the lineup back in the 1980s. That's when this car was around. Who made the Corrado? And I'll give you one more hint. Think the country of Germany. Who made the Corrado that may have been, was definitely from the country of Germany? Give us a call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Just to reiterate some of the stuff we talked about last week, certainly one of the stars of the Detroit Auto Show this year took everybody by surprise, and it was a Kia, and a Gran Turismo Kia. And if you guys know what a GT car is, a GT car is a favorite classification of vehicle for yours truly, because it's a sporty car, but it also leaves the driver with a lot of luxury, comfort, and convenience. So a modern-day GT car would have been, for example, the now out-of-production Jag XK. 8 and XKR, I would say the BMW M6 would follow into that category. Some of the offerings from Mercedes-Benz in their AMG portfolio fall into that category of being both a performance car and a luxury grand touring car. But the Stinger concept from Kia is a really good looking product. I don't know when they plan to put it into production. We'll have to get James Bell here on the program, or one of the other executives from Kia, to give us a little bit of insight. It was designed, of course, by Peter Schreier, who is the chief design officer for Kia and considered by many to be the president of Kia Motors of America. I don't know if that's official anymore, because I looked it up the other day and didn't see that title next to his name, but I do know for a while there he was indeed the head of Kia here in North America. I've interviewed Peter, and one of those folks that I was able to pronounce his German name right off the bat, Peter Schreier, and not too many journalists could not do that. So, and I mess up on a lot of different pronunciations of different names, but for whatever reason, I got it right, and I think that bonded he and I together, because at the time, no one else was getting his name properly. So we'll talk about the Stinger on an upcoming show. But meanwhile, we're looking for the answer to the trivia question about a German auto manufacturer who made, it was a three-door vehicle, and it was called the Corrado, and they're very collectible these days. There are some folks that absolutely love this vehicle. I asked one of my auto journalist colleagues recently, you know, what classic car would you be interested in if you had the money? And, you know, he gave me three or four, and the Corrado was on that list. How about you folks? Why don't you chime in? Get a free prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy. That's Jay Leno's favorite online automotive and motorcycle gift shop. A matter of fact, Warren visits Jay quite often, and Jay has got a number of Warren's products. And Warren kind of searches all four corners of the globe, so to speak, to find some really cool stuff. And I've heard that even some of his food products and some of his sauces, I know he makes for people who like hot sauce. I don't have the stomach for it, but for those people who love it, he makes some really, really super hot sauce. I know Don Jones, the old car guy, has some of that and raves about it and hasn't even tried the hottest one. So when you get a chance, visit BustedKnuckleGarage.com. As long as I'm plugging websites, I'll give you two of mine to check out. AutoWorldRadio.com. That's my main site. And in addition to that, if you'd like to read my car reviews, I would love to have you do so. And they're at NorthAmericanDriver.com, a site I have lots of plans to expand upon in the not to distant future, and this week my test vehicle is a Lexus GS E350. I'm going to have it for a couple of weeks, and that's a great opportunity to really get to know the vehicle. It's years ago they used to call it the Camry, the Lexus Camry, because it was built on the same architecture. It still may be built on the same architecture. I'd have to look it up, but it is no longer a gussied up Camry. This is a true luxury vehicle, and it's not a performance vehicle. It's more for people who enjoy a more traditional luxury ride. However, yours truly got the front wheels to squeal. I went into a corner really, really hard with my foot on the gas, and it handled it quite well. It has three different modes of driving. You can drive it in eco mode, you can drive it in normal mode, or you can dial it up to the sport mode, which changes the parameters of the transmission, the engine, as well as the steering, and Jake makes some adjustments to the suspension, and you can feel the difference. And even if you only do it once in a while, it's great that Lexus has incorporated that feature into the ES350. I drove the Prius, the fourth generation Prius. I'll give you my Prius rant here. I've been around all the different Priuses. Matter of fact, the second generation of the Prius, I was at Motor Trend in the year 2004 when we named it the controversial car of the year. It was a big, big deal because back then, this was relatively new technology. A lot of it was considered a science project on wheels. I would consider the first Prius to be more like that. This one was a lot better executed in every way, shape, matter, and form. And ironically, I remember the fights, the other vehicles up for contention that year. There were a number of editors that really wanted the Mitsubishi Evo, the Pocket Rocket, the little rally racer to win, and also a number of editors wanted the Subaru WRX STI to win. And there were a few editors who held out for the GTO. It was the return of the GTO, a Holden, really an Australian-built General Motors product that was brought over here and equipped with a Corvette engine, had some funky things going on to accommodate the U.S. safety standards. The fuel tank took up an awful lot of the trunk space, and there were some other things about the GTO that were funky. But that's a great collector vehicle today. If you can find a Pontiac GTO, the latter ones were actually quite good vehicles. But let's see if we can solve this riddle here. And I'm getting some emails, so let's just cross them off. No, it was not a BMW, so there's one of the German brands gone. No, it was not an Audi. Why don't we hold it over for another hour of the program? Who made the Corrado? That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. If you want to dial us up into the next hour, do so. Andy is standing by at 855-660-4261. This will do it for this hour of the program. I'm Bob Long. It's
clear. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are